Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. It's an inside-out job. It's about our transforming our consciousness, our awareness. And as we do this, we shift our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And in doing so, we shift our immediate world, what happens in our world between us and our opportunities and our friends and our families and our jobs, and then it spreads out across the world, across your city, your community, the nation, and all nations of dear Mother Earth. It starts with each of us opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, exactly the reason we're drawn to this meditation every day. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 113. Love is the language of abundance. Love is the language of abundance. Doesn't this seem so simple? And yet how often do we forget this truth? Love is the language of abundance. You see, your feelings are either in one of two camps. And at every moment, you, not anyone else, I don't care what's happening in your life, what someone seems to be doing to you, you are responsible for how you respond. You are responsible for how you feel. You are responsible for choosing the path of love or the path of fear. Each of them has a whole range of emotions that go with them, and therefore what they attract. You see, because we're always attracting. And so people may speak about wanting more abundance and prosperity and financial stability and whatever it is, excuse me, they're speaking of. And yet, if you are feeling fear and lack and not enough and incomplete and unhappy, there is no way you're going to be creating and attracting and drawing to you what you really want, what you say you want. All those, in quote, good things. Because like attracts like. This is physics. This is the way it is, whether we like it or not. Yet it's nice to know we know the truth to the path of abundance is love. Now, I, like you, have oftentimes found myself going to this other place first. Okay, don't beat yourself up. Don't get more upset about going down this path of lack that is associated with fear. Whatever name you call it, at the end of the day, it's still fear when you break it down to the two primary emotions. Simply love yourself. Accept who you are. Accept you're doing the best you know how to do. And as you know more, you will shift to this higher vibration. And you may do it instantly. You simply receive from a grateful heart whatever it is that you find yourself in or with. Instead of making them wrong, making yourself wrong, in essence, digging yourself a deeper hole that's associated with fear and all of its cousins, lack, grief, sorry, worry, concern, etc., we come back to love. Love that you have an opportunity to share again. Love that you are here to serve. Love, find whatever it is in your space to love. Maybe you take a walk, look out your window, you see a beautiful flower, butterfly, bird. Love. Bring yourself back into the energy of love. And you will start shifting the world around you. Pause and recognize your breath. Feel such gratefulness as you breathe in consciously and feel the peace. And then that helps bring you back to love. Start doing those things that bring you back into that space of love. You can go nowhere and reconnect with love. Oftentimes, it's the doing the no thing, nothing, that brings you back to love. Simply be where you are and take yourself back to some memory in time. It could have been when you were 3 years old that you felt absolute joy. You were just a kid in a cookie store or a candy store. You were just in pure joy. You knew everyone was here to serve you. Everything you did was filled with love and laughter. Bring yourself back to that place in your inner self, and that will reconnect you with this energy of love. And then do whatever it is that you're meant to do, that you desire to do, starting with this energy of love. Sometimes you've heard the expression to take 3 deep breaths before you speak, especially in those times when you're feeling anticipation or worry. When you do that, it's about calming your whole system and inspiring, which is taking in divine breath, which will bring you back in to that energy of love. So there are many ways to get here. And that's what I believe we're being guided to know today. The language of abundance is love. And so language is any means of communication. Getting yourself back there. I mean, oftentimes you think of language as a particular way of speaking or written words for a particular nation's language. But take it in its broadest sense, because that's what we're doing. You see, your feelings are a language, and they are communicating. They seem unspoken, and yet they speak so clearly. Your feelings. Everything starts with not with what you say, not with what you do, with your feelings. So feel love. Express love. That's the language of abundance, this expression of love. And however, and there are many avenues to express it, many forms. This is the key to attracting what you say you really want, which in truth is what we all want, abundance. Now let's really get clear what abundance is. It is not necessarily limited to financial means, although people oftentimes associate it with that. It's bigger than that. Abundance literally comes from the word abound. And apparently there's no accent when we do the meditations. I oftentimes have you seeing and feeling yourself as being part of the waves of the universe, the waves of the ocean. Because the word abound literally means to rise in waves. So I want you to think about whenever we have that image of that one wave after another of plentiful things are coming to you. Because abundance is plentiful, great plenty, more than enough. And we want to visualize more than enough good things, one wave after another of good things, as in plenty, as in full. Full, visualizing your cup runneth over, full. And there's more than enough. And therefore, you have so much love within you that when your cup is full, when your being is full with love, then it's as if it's pouring over the sides of your being, pouring out of your pores. And you're able to share it. There's ample supply. You see, there's no limit on love, and there's no limit on abundance. I know that when you listen to the news and the so-called experts, whether they're financial experts, political experts, journalists, we hear about limit and loss and lack. And it's so important to remember that is not true. The truth is that there is a limitless supply. Limitless. For whatever it is that you seek, that is seeking you, because it's your divine reason for being here. We did not come here to suffer. We came here to be joyous and to live a life based in love, so we may share from a grateful heart whatever it is that is our gift and our purpose. Whatever you have, whatever amount. And when you're in that energy and in that space, because we attract whatever our energy is vibrating at, then you will create and bring into your life, manifest more. So if you have, as they say, just a kernel of something, and you share that little kernel, it's not the amount that you're sharing that you attract. It's the energy that you're giving it from that you attract. It's not the physical amount. It's the energy of how large you feel inside. If you feel like you're just sharing a little, then you attract a little more abundance. If you feel such gratefulness and joy that you're able to simply share boundlessly without any limit, then that's the return you receive. So it's so important to be recognizing when you are judging, because the judgments cut off your supply. So you, oftentimes people may question, well, how come if I'm doing this, it's not working? You know, I'm tithing, I'm sharing, but I'm not getting back. Be conscious of what you're thinking as you are sharing. You may not be aware that you're saying things internally and therefore have the energy around them of, well, I just have so much to give today. And so therefore you receive just so much. Well, I really don't have a lot, so I'll give this today. So your intention was to tithe, but the message and the energy you're feeling is, I don't have that much. And so what do you receive? Not much. It is so subtle and yet so powerful. These feelings that manifest our outer reality. The abundance level that comes back to you. So your intention is well intended, but the energy you cloaked it in was the opposite of what you desired. So we want to raise our awareness. Raise our awareness that the intention was a noble intention, and yet the energy, the feeling, the emotion surrounding it in that situation was lack, not enough. And so you intended to share and to receive more plenty. And instead, you may find yourself receiving more lack because you gave not from a full heart, not feeling full and plenty. So regardless of the amount that you're sharing, that you're giving, or that you're receiving, feel about it, plenty. Remember, plenty is what abundance is. Feel plentiful. Feel full. Feel that if your cup is runneth over and you have all this to give, knowing you always have something to share, and sharing from a full heart. A full heart. This is the language of abundance. So whether it's sharing physical things, money, possessions, other materialistic things, sharing compliments, sharing acknowledgement, sharing your observations about something, share from a full heart, already feeling plentiful, more than enough. Whatever it is, joy, gratefulness. These are the key ones. Grace, blessings, feeling that you are blessed and everything that you receive is a blessing, and you will receive more blessings when you come so, not by saying it as a robot says it. I was in the grocery store and the cashier said, we said hello, exchanged our greetings, and he said, how am I? And I shared, and I said, and how are you? He said, I am blessed. No, he said, I am blessed and greatly favored. Now, it's a great expression. If, in fact, it's not being a robotic saying, but really a deep, heartfelt, full heartfelt saying. He said it as a robot. You know, like, this is memorized. You can't get from here to there with that. It's feeling it as you say it. Seeing in your mind's eye what that is and feeling such joy, such grace, true blessings. Lighting yourself up from the inside out rather than expecting someone else outside of you to light you up. That's plentiful. This knowingness inside, regardless of what's happening outside, and saying it. Like you really mean it. So you do mean it. I remember having a client who was really on, quote, hard times, rebuilding his life again. He had a family and was in between jobs and then found the right one where he felt it was. And I shared with him the expression to fake it until you make it. But you just can't say it. You have to really feel it. It's about feeling the truth, knowing everything is happening right. You are being led to the perfect new opportunity, staying in that place of absolute gratitude with a full heart, and seeing whatever it is, this symbol for you in your mind's eye of plentiful. What is plentiful to you? Visualize that. Wrap your energy and your words around that. Whatever that is for you. Some people would have, like at Thanksgiving, the symbol of a cornucopia, a basket filled, overflowing with more than enough fruits and vegetables. Cornucopia. That could be a symbol for you. Whatever it is, that when you see it or you bring it back into your consciousness, you get back in touch with plentiful, abounding in abundance, and feeling such love, gratefulness, and blessings, knowing you are grace. This is the language of abundance. This language of love brings that much more into your life. Today is the day to put into action any one of these strategies. Select one. Make it yours. Play with it. Enjoy the experience. When something happens that seems to pull you away from this, be more conscious to come back to love. In time, it will be the natural place again that you live from. This is about reclaiming, as we relearn, re-experience the energy of love, so we may truly attract into our life all this abundance that is meant for each of us through this language of love. Dear one, I invite you to raise your awareness, raise your practice of love today. And yes, you will experience more abundance naturally. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Breathe long, deep breaths in and out, feeling God-inspired breath coming into your heart center. And as it does, releasing all old, used-up energy easily and completely under grace. Feeling yourself being moved by the waves of the universe with every breath. Feeling yourself in perfect harmony with the waves of the universe. Feeling the peace. Knowing you are one. Feeling your whole being calming as it becomes one with the waves of pure love. And when you're ready, allow yourself drop below the waves, coming within, noticing the color within your inner cosmos now. This light energy that is here expanding this energy of love within you now. I'm in a beautiful green. Sometimes it's like the color of the ocean. Sometimes it's like the color of grass. Notice this color that is here for you now. It could be blue, red, pink, lilac, deep purple, even pure white, or pulsating one color into another, perhaps green into black and vice versa. Simply be one with the sea of love within you now. Feeling yourself immersed in this peaceful, healing water now. The seams to spread out forever and ever within you now. Allow yourself to simply rest here as if you are in a beautiful bubble bath, whirlpool, still calm lake. Stretching out, floating here in this pure energy of love. Noticing this light at the center of your being as you rest here in this healing water. Breathing into this light, and as you do, see and feel it stretching out across your entire being, 360 degrees, filling you with this pure love essence. Filling you with the energy of love. Here at the center of your being, in the sea of calming, healing energy, allow your inner mind to bring up any situation you are experiencing now. It could be a situation that you angst over. Could be a situation that you love. Simply see from within, with your higher vision, what your soul wants you to see and experience right now. Whatever it is, that last conversation that had you shook up, the work that you see before you, the work that you love, perhaps your pet or loved one that is ailing or is well. Whatever your soul brings into your inner mind, see it from the place of love. Feel such love in your heart, allowing love to transform and expand this situation to greater and greater levels of love, allowing love to work through it now. Feel love for the opportunity to heal and transform and to increase more plentiful, more plenty, more grace in your life. Feel love for this opportunity to love. Feel love for your soul to bring you this vision. And now, in this energy of love, you may ask your higher self, what is it you want me to know about this vision? What is it you want me to know? The truth about this person, this situation, this being, this experience. Asking it from pure love, trusting the answer, feeling gratefulness for this higher knowing. Truth speaks in few words. Thank your higher self for this truth, for this wisdom, for this healing, for this transformation, for this abundance. See and feel all the good to come from this experience now, allowing love to rise up, abound within you as one wave after another. Within your soul, towards this vision. Knowing all is well. All is well. Your soul, Mother, Father, God, are in control, guiding you perfectly and bringing to you all that is in your highest and best good now under grace. Feel the abundance of love inside. The love that is filled with joy, gratitude, grace, knowing how blessed I am. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to live from this place in our everyday lives, feeling this abounding of love within, feeling plentiful. We have more than enough. There's always something to share, and that is love, from love, feeling full and grateful. And so as we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle breaths, feeling ourselves rising up from the sea of peace within, bringing this truth and this calm with us as we do, being conscious of our physical body as we rise up, breaking through the waves again, now centered in divine love, breathing into your hearts, breathing into your head, breathing into your hands as you squeeze them gently, waking up your body temple, breathing into your feet, squeezing them as well. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We shift our world to be pure love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Sharing is the language of abundance. Dance, dance, dance. Breathe consciously and feel the peace and the love. I am grateful heart. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Yes, it is so. God bless. Namaste.